What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Elon's Matchup Maximizer, a podcast presented by Keeping Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at next week's NHL schedule, try to figure out who are the teams we should be targeting with our streams in our head-to-head matchups in order to maximize the number of games played we'll get, try to give us that edge, that victory. And of course, it's not only about the teams. We got to get some good players on those teams. So that's the purpose of today's show. And we're looking at the week of December 22nd to December 28th. You may notice there's Christmas right in the middle of that. And it is a bonkers week for fantasy. If you haven't checked, Yahoo's doing it short week. There's games Monday, Tuesday, nothing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then there's games Saturday, Sunday. It's basically a four-game matchup. To further break it down, Tuesday's busy. Saturday is busy. 26 teams playing on each of those days. Very unlikely you're fitting in a streamer on those days. So we've basically just got two light days. We've got Monday, Sunday. The best streamers for next week are the teams playing Monday, Sunday. There are four of them. Then there are a handful of teams, maybe six or seven, that play at least one of Monday or Sunday. And that's kind of it. So first of all, if you're in a league like the Keeping Carlson Ultimate Patron Fantasy League, where you get four ads per week, you can probably just burn like two or three of those ads right away. And like, there's not going to be too much to play with, right? This is also the kind of week where your whole team may only get like 30 games or something for the matchup. So like adding a single game has a much bigger effect than adding a game in a busier week, right? Just the percentage of games, it's so much lower. Like a big goalie shutout from one of your goalies is going to have such an impact, and a negative from one of your goalies, same. So there's going to be a bit more luck involved. You're just going to want your stars to like give you big games, and also definitely you could win or lose based on your streaming. So this is, I don't know if you, I can't decide yet if I think this is like great and fun and like a great test of our fantasy teams, or if it's like annoying and luck-based. But either way, this is what we've got in front of us, so let's make the most of it. Hope you all did well in week 11. I'm in a tight one. We'll see how it goes. Would be nice if Austin Matthews can show up and do something, but look, I'm sure all Leafs fans are mad at him even when they don't have him on their fantasy team right now, taking a tough loss to the Nashville Predators of all teams today. But okay, let's focus on next week and see what we can do here. So like I said, there's four teams that play Monday and Sunday. They are Columbus, then Philly, then Seattle, and then Tampa. Okay, so let that sink in. If you've already got players on that team, you're probably thinking, okay, sweet, I'm in a good spot right now. This may also be a situation where you want to take a look at your opponent. I don't really say this that much, but I think this is like a pretty good trick, right? See how things are stacking up before the week even starts, before you come up with your streaming plan. If you're like already way behind or like way ahead, you may want to think like, I don't want to use so many moves to try to maximize next week because it might not make a difference either way. So maybe you start thinking like longer term. Maybe you're just getting the best players. Maybe you're looking at the following week. You know, so you take things like that into account. But let's target some of these Blue Jackets, Flyers, Kraken, and Tampa Bay Lightning and see what we can do with them. We might as well start with Tampa. They're just coming off. I'm recording this Saturday night, December 20th. It's 9:45. Okay, so this game just ended. Tampa beat Carolina 6-4. This Tampa team looked like they weren't going to have Nikita Kucherov for like up until like right before puck drop, but he did play only one assist in the six goals for the Lightning. Big games from Jake Gensel, had a couple goals. There's a guy named Dominic James who had two assists. I don't think that's enough to make me recommend Dominic James, someone who's been scratched sometimes and has only 5 points going into today. So probably you're not interested in him. Let me tell you what the lines were for this game. It was points, Sorelli, Kucherov, Gensel, Paul, and Bjorkstrand as our top six. Okay, so Oliver Bjorkstrand is someone who jumps out to me because he's generally been getting some power play time as well. I can tell you that in this game, the top power play for Tampa, the players who had, I guess, would be over 3 minutes or so. We've got Gensel, Kucherov, Point, of course, and then I'm seeing Sorelli and Bjorkstrand rounded out the forwards. And then, of course, you have Darren Radish. So it looks like actually those two forwards, Sorelli and Bjorkstrand, both had around 3 minutes and a half, while the other guys had over 5 minutes. And Darren Radish, of course, played his 5 minutes. So I'm guessing what that means is Bjorkstrand and Sorelli kind of alternated on that top power play. So that makes either of them a little bit concerning. But yeah, if you're doing a stream, I mean, Sorelli's rostered in 29% of leagues. He's been super cold forever. Again, no points today. He had an assist in the game before versus LA, for what it's worth. But I don't know. It's a good spot in the lineup. I think like this is a good situation. You know, I like these. A guy who you'd expect to be doing better, but it's ice cold. So maybe he's getting dropped. Why not stream him in on a good schedule week? Worst case, he doesn't do that well. It's not like he was like so much, you know, worse than other potential streamers. Obviously, these are all players in FA anyway, and potentially there's the chance that he starts getting going like he was earlier in the year. And then you've got the centerman with Kucherov and Point. That's interesting, by the way, that Point was not playing center in this game, at least according to the pregame lines. But anyway, yeah, and then a guy who's getting some power play time. So I think Sorelli's a fun streamer. Then, yeah, Bjorkstrand, you know what? He didn't get a point today somehow, but he had a goal in the game before with five shots and assist in the game before that. Kind of recently, he had two goals and an assist in 8-4 win over New Jersey back on December 11th. So obviously these are streamers. There's no guarantees. I'm not going to say like a pause the pod, like definitely streamer of the week, Oliver Bjorkstrand, but I think he's worth taking a look at. I guess also JJ Moser at this point, especially if you have room on D, like, you know, if you can get the Saturday game, I should say Tampa plays Monday versus St. Louis, which, you know, at this point, like, hopefully it's Binnington in net, not Hofer, for your Tampa Bay streamers. But yeah, they play St. Louis Monday, and then they go Saturday, Sunday against Florida and Montreal. So especially if you can fit a defenseman in on the Saturday, JJ Moser becomes pretty appealing. He's got now, with his assist today, 5 points in his last five games. Decent shot numbers, good block numbers. He plays big minutes, like over 20 minutes a game. I'm seeing almost 23 minutes today. That's a pretty solid streamer there. So I would definitely take a look, especially if you can get, like I said, three games. JJ Moser is pretty sweet. So I think those are our main targets over on Tampa. You can look at like a Nick Paul or something. He had an assist today, but I, you know, that's like really unlikely, and he's not even getting the power play time. So yeah, I guess that kind of covers the Tampa Bay Lightning and the players who may be of interest to you. So to recap, Sorelli in your shallower leagues if he's dropped, then Bjorkstrand or JJ Moser. I mean, if you could somehow get Darren Radish, but you can't at this point, right? Like, he's already up to 74% rostered on Yahoo, so I don't think we can talk about him as a potential streamer anymore. Let's go to the Seattle Kraken now. I know we joke, Seattle's just always such a fun team for streaming because nobody's rostered. You can get anyone you want in a lot of leagues. And some people are actually doing kind of well lately. I'm looking at like Chandler Stephenson. He's got goals in three straight. He's actually riding a 7-game point streak. This is before today's game against San Jose. So we'll see if he can extend this to an 8-game point streak. Only rostered in 11% of leagues. Seattle plays Monday, Tuesday, and then Sunday. So if somehow you could also fit the Tuesday, that's nice. But even if not, you're getting Monday against Anaheim, who's been letting in some goals lately. And then that Sunday's against Philly. So those are two good opponents. So I definitely like grabbing a Chandler Stephenson. And if you can't get him, get a Jordan Eberle if he's out there. Took seven shots and had a goal against Colorado. That was on, I guess, Tuesday. Thursday's game wasn't as good against Calgary. Didn't do anything. Actually, almost cardio session for Eberle on Thursday against Calgary, aside from a single block. So no guarantees, of course, but I think those would be the clear top two streamers over on Seattle. Then you've got, you know, our old friends, Matty Beniers gets great deployment, doesn't do anything. That's kind of like a Sorelli, Matty Beniers. That would actually be a tough question. Like, who do I want between Beniers and Sorelli? I think Sorelli, even though he's done, been even worse lately. Anyone else that jumps out? I mean, Kaapo Kakko had a goal in the game against Calgary and assist the game before versus Colorado, so he's doing something lately. I'm not going to bank on that. It's pretty low. That would be a lower level. I think I'd take those Tampa guys that I mentioned over Kaapo Kakko. Yeah, really, it's like Eberle, Stephenson, and then at a slightly lower level, Beniers that I'm most interested in. You know, Ellie Tolvanen is fun. He's had assists in those last couple games. He gets a decent number of hits, so you get that floor there, depending on your league settings. Then there's still like so many names, right? You could just go for a Shane Wright. You can go for a D stream with Adam Larson. There's, you know, all these guys get decent deployment. So there's generally lots to choose from in Seattle. So that's what's fun. But I think that the clear top guys, once again, Stephenson, Eberle, and then I'd say Beniers, a bit of a downgrade. Look, we don't have that much to talk about, like I said, this week. So let me take a break here and I'll come back and give you the other two teams that play Monday and Sunday. We'll be right back. every yard, every sack, every interception, and every touchdown with Pick 6, DraftKings' newest game, every snap can turn into a big-time payout. This isn't just watching the game. This is playing to win. Here's how it works. Pick more or less on two or more player stats. The better your picks, the bigger your payout. It's that simple. And here's the kickoff bonus. New DraftKings customers get $50 in Pick 6 credits with just a $5 entry on your first pick set. You know the game. Now make it pay. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN. Play just $5 and get $50 in Pick 6 credits. Make the call. Ride the upside. In partnership with DraftKings Pick 6, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org in Connecticut. Must be 18 plus. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Pick 6 not available everywhere, including New York and Ontario. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Bonus awarded as non-withdrawable Pick 6 credits that expire in 14 days. Terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Limited time offer. The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Rakuten, use them to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's saving on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can choose to get paid via Interac, e-transfer, PayPal, or check. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to rakuten.ca, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's r-a-k-u-t-e-n. Spells Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, two down, two to go for the teams that play on the two light day games next week. Let's go to the Philadelphia Flyers next. You're not getting Konechny. You're not getting Trevor Zegras. You're probably not getting Matvei Michkov. Not that you necessarily would want to. Maybe everyone else is up for grabs. By the way, Zegras, I should mention, riding quite the point streak. This guy, man, he's incredible. Maybe I'll talk about him on the Mega Show tomorrow, which, by the way, announcement, it looks like I'll be doing alone. Brian's away. And I didn't want to really like bug too many people because I know it's like Christmas time. I reached out to some of the people I've had on in the past from outside of our little network. And yeah, everyone was like, thanks for the offer, blah, blah, blah. So I just figured, okay, how about this? I'm going to come back behind the mic just like this. Maybe we can get some patrons in the chat. I'll be definitely open to have people join. I would love that. Like, ask questions live. You can make it kind of a loose show. I'll take some notes on every team, kind of go through, give the updates. So definitely if you're a patron, that's a perk of being a patron of Kevin Carlson. You get to join the live shows. I would love to have some people hang out with me tomorrow, and we can put together a fun mega show before the holidays. But that said, yeah, I'll mention more about Trevor Zegras there because the dude is now up to 82% rostered on Yahoo. So at this point, we're probably looking at who's playing with Zegras. Christian Dvorak had been there a lot, would have been an obvious streamer recommendation, but it looks like he's hurt. He didn't play today against the Rangers. Too bad. He had two assists in his previous three games, four shots against Buffalo. I'm seeing on the update on Yahoo anyways that Dvorak could even come back on Monday. So maybe this is the kind of thing where, you know, pay attention to the news at GameDayTweets.com. You could always stash him. If you have a few extra moves, you can always stash Dvorak right now to end this week, get him in your IR, and then you could always either activate him if he plays, or if not, then add someone else, you know? So that's a move you could make. But I like anyone playing with Zegras. In the meantime, today I'm seeing that Zegras played with Konechny and Grundstrom to start, and then it changed mid-game, and Nikita Grebenkin got a shot on that line. In the end, none of these scrubs, no offense, did anything. The players with big games today were the aforementioned. Zegras had a point. Michkov, Owen Tippett had a goal. Maybe in your shallower leagues, you can get Owen Tippett. That's a great streamer, right? He hasn't been super hot lately, but he did score today. And if he's been dropped, similar to Sorelli, but I think I like Tippett even more, why not get him for the good schedule? Maybe you'll end up holding, depending how deep your league is. So then who else do I have to recommend here? Denver Barkey had a couple assists today. So that is our, what was the Tampa guy's name? Finley? I already forget. But yeah, I guess we're getting some new players. And like, I'm sure Ryan Downey would be loving all these players and saying definitely you should stream them because they're the new blood of the NHL. But I'm probably not going to be recommending that you stream in Denver Barkey. Maybe on the Mega Show, if someone asks, I could look into who that. The name kind of sounds familiar. Maybe that is a No, it wasn't Finley on Tampa. Jack Finley scored a goal. That's another person. But it was Dominic James who had two assists. So that's some fun new blood here getting points for nobody in fantasy. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So this guy Denver Barkey had some points today. But who do we recommend? Okay. So looks like Barkey, by the way, was playing with Couturier and Tippett. So it's actually not a bad deployment. Like if it holds, like, you know, now I'm starting to wonder. But just the things with these young players is you never know if like they're going to get scratched for a game or get sent down or just their deployment will get worse. So it's hard to like give a really good reco. But I guess if you look at the lines on Monday and he's still playing on that line and that, but you probably could do better, right? You probably can get a more clear shot. Like I think maybe a good streamer on Philly, now that I've done a whole bunch of rambling for no reason, Bobby Brink, right? Only 1% rostered on Yahoo. No points today against the Rangers, but he had two assists in the previous game versus Buffalo, had a goal against Montreal. In general, he's having a solid enough season, 17 points in 33 games now. So that's over half point per game. I think for a streamer, that's pretty good. He's been playing on a line with Michkov and Noah Cates. So yeah, I think I like Bobby Brink for a stream. And you know what? I guess I should also mention Noah Cates, who had an assist today, had a goal the game before. So yeah, I think that those are probably the guys I'd be targeting over a Grunstrom or a Barkey or whatever, Grabenkin. Yeah, give me my Brink. Give me my Cates. Sean Couturier. Nah, I don't know. He had two assists a couple games ago against Montreal, but not for me. And then on D, of course, Travis Sanheim starting to get going a little bit. He had a goal and an assist today. He had a bit of a stretch before. He had a three-game pointless streak before that, but then before that, he had three-game point streaks. I guess they were hot and cold. If Sanheim is out there for D for you, maybe that's not too bad. Philly plays three times Monday, Tuesday, Sunday. So especially, again, if you can fit the D game on the Tuesday, that makes him even more appealing. Then there's other D that are out there, right, that get some power play time. Like Jamie Drysdale, all of a sudden, 4 points in his last five games. Maybe finally getting his first run, nice run of his career going. We'll see how long that lasts. So I think if you can grab a Drysdale, that's not too shabby at this point. I'm seeing Cam York has points in each of his last couple games. So yeah, there's some decent enough. I guess with Philly, you always have these same D options out there, and then maybe they take turns getting points. Am I seeing correctly that Rasmus Ristolainen played today? Oh, he's played three games now. I didn't even realize he was back in the lineup. So there's some good periffs there, actually. Today, no points, but three shots, three hits, three blocks. That's 3.75, a couple points. So you got a Radko Gudas potential here with Rasmus Ristolainen. So in your bangers leagues, take a look at him for the stream and, you know, maybe the hold, depending on what you're looking for. So that's Philly. And then our last team that plays Monday, Sunday is, you know, no fluff. It's the Columbus Blue Jackets. They play literally Monday and Sunday and not the Tuesday, Saturday. So that's kind of nice because just psychologically, it's kind of annoying when you stream someone in and then on the days that they're on your bench, they get points. And then on the days that you're playing them, they do nothing. It's like, ah, why couldn't you? So at least you won't have that heartache with your Columbus Blue Jacket streamer. Of course, the question is, who are we going to target on Columbus at this point? Like, you're not going to be getting your Werenski or your Marchenko, probably not Fantilli. After that, you know, we're down to already 31% rostered on Yahoo. Like, Voronkov's rostered, of course, everywhere. Inc, Cupful, Monahan likely as well, though. Like, they've both been so cold lately that maybe you can get a Voronkov or a Monahan. Columbus is playing tonight, by the way, against Anaheim. So unfortunately, I'm not going to have those results for you. I can tell you the lines going into tonight: Fantilli, Marchment, and Kent Johnson. That's right, Mason Marchment has been traded to Columbus. So is that interesting? Hard to say. He's done very little on Seattle, but maybe he would do more on Columbus. I mean, if he's playing with Fantilli and Kent Johnson, I mean, Kent Johnson's not that interesting, but you know, anyways, then Marchenko with Coyle and Jenner. Wow, they're really spreading people around here, because generally I would have thought that Kirill Marchenko, whatever line he's on, that's the top line. Though it is worth mentioning, going into today, three-game pointless streak for Marchenko. But yeah, if Marchenko and so Boone Jenner is interesting, by the way, I'd say. He's like doing well. He had a multi-point game against Anaheim a couple games ago. No points, but four shots and three hits versus Minnesota. Definitely, I would stream in. Boone Jenner would be my streamer of the week, probably, if he's available to you, especially if he's playing with Marchenko at even strength. So that's a good one. And then for your deeper leagues, I guess we have to look at a Charlie Coyle if he's centering Jenner and Marchenko. He had a point in the last game. Who knows if these lines will last? Definitely check out how this game works out today against Anaheim. But that's interesting. Then, yeah, that leaves Monahan with Voronkov and Sillinger. So, yeah, I guess that's a real demotion for Sean Monahan and Voronkov not playing with Marchenko. So, I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be hard to expect these things to stick. These are completely new lines. So, what's the recommendation? Look, like, I guess you're rolling the dice a little bit. But I think probably, like I said, you can't go wrong with Jenner. Mason Marchment would be a fun swing if he's out there. If you can get Monahan or Voronkov, I think that's just a classic. Like, they've been dropped. Their deployment's bad now, but they could get going again. So I think for a two-game stream where those are the only two light days of the week, like, might as well go for them. And then, yeah, I guess there's always Kent Johnson, who actually has gotten going a little bit, 4 assists in his last 4 games, though he did have a cardio session and only played 8 minutes and 44 seconds versus Minnesota. So, and it's been even low minutes on those games where he was getting assists. So it's, what happened to this guy? He was looking like a breakout star last year and he's totally disappeared. I'd love to find out, like, I'd love to ask him in an interview, just like, what happened? What did something change? You feel differently? Are you okay? But yeah, I guess I can't really recommend Kent Johnson, even with those, like, just the low ice time would scare me too much. Like, he clearly has some talent. You have a Chinnikov who got up the lineup a little bit at points earlier in the week, but it looks like he's back on the fourth line today. So that could be a up and down thing. So yeah, to recap, I guess the people I'm interested in that might be available to you, Jenner, if you can get him, Marchment, Coyle, and then Voronkov and Monahan. I don't like their deployment now, but something could change, and that could be interesting. And then if you want to grab a defenseman, if you want my defenseman pick for this team, though if it's for the light days, there's not even much benefit, right? But Provorov is something. I'd probably take Provorov over Ristolainen, I think. Is that saying a lot? Probably not. All right. Well, there you go. Those are our 4 teams. I'll let you know the other teams that have at least one off day game. You've got Anaheim playing Monday and then this busy Saturday. You've got a Chicago going Tuesday, Saturday, Sunday. So maybe that'll be a Sunday savior for you. You've got Detroit playing Tuesday and then Saturday, Sunday. You got to look at, like, again, if you have like an open D spot, then you care more and you can grab a D and get 3 games. 3 is the most you can get, by the way, next week, I should point out. So there's not that many teams. It's Chicago, Detroit, LA plays 3 times, and that's a Monday, Tuesday, Saturday. Then we've got, okay, so only 2 games, but Montreal goes Tuesday, Sunday. So again, a team you might want to target for the Sunday. Are you going to go for Phil Deneau, another newly acquired player, just like Mason Marchment? I doubt it. I don't think so. I guess we'll see the lines. Islanders go Tuesday and then Saturday, Sunday. So you get the Sunday there. And if you can fit more games, that's great. Then you've got Pittsburgh going Tuesday, Sunday. Pittsburgh's losing a lot of games in a row lately. I guess another thing I should mention is look at those back-to-backs. There's no back-to-backs Monday, Tuesday. So I guess you're looking all the way to next weekend. There's a few teams I've mentioned that, you know, you might want to stream a goalie. You know, you're going to get a game there. You get a Cam Talbot game for the Detroit Red Wings. Do you want that? I don't know. You get a Riddick game for the Islanders. Islanders, by the way, another team. Yeah, so Tuesday, Saturday, Sunday. St. Louis with a Monday, Saturday. So you could always just get the 1-game stream and then move on from there against Tampa. Then we've got Toronto going Tuesday, Saturday, Sunday. So you can get a goalie game, I guess, from Hildeby on the weekend if you want. And then finally, Vancouver Canucks go Monday against Philly and then Saturday against San Jose. So those are some teams you can target for a single game. I will mention, by the way, before I sign off, that when I was telling you about the Columbus lines for today, Miles Wood is injured. So he's day-to-day, so maybe he'll be back next week, and the line that'll be a reason to expect the lines to change again. So I hope I made it clear to not like expect those lines to hold. But I think my recommendations stay the same there. So good luck, everyone. Have fun. Have a fun holiday, hopefully. Don't let if you have a bad Monday, Tuesday, hopefully that doesn't bring you down too much. If you have a great Monday, Tuesday, then ride that wave and hopefully it lasts for the weekend. And then we're going to have another fun week over New Year's, which I'll talk about next weekend. I'll be around. Like I said, I'm going to be around tomorrow also for a mega show, a solo mega show. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be super prepared. I'm going to take a lot of notes. And then I'll be also happy to go off script as we get things coming up with the patrons in the chat there. And I guess there'll be games also going on. I'm in a 2 super tight matchup. So maybe you'll want to listen in just to hear me squirming as we see how things are turning out for me. Tonight, if you're curious, I played my two Anaheim Ducks, Senecky and Troy Terry, and had to bench Matt Coronato. So you'll definitely, if you live near the west end of Toronto, you may hear some swearing if Coronato has a big game and my Ducks are quiet. So good luck, everyone, again. See you soon. Happy holidays. And I'll be back tomorrow with the Mega Show. See ya.